Rutger grinned with his V-shaped mouth, showing those shark row teeth.
And did you enjoy the show?
No.
Oh, I'm disappointed to hear that.
Trevor Watling, Rutger. What do you know?
Never heard of him.
Bullshit. I was kind of glad we were going to do this the hard way. He might have been too, because he thought his fist was fast enough to catch me off guard. My boots hit the bar's shiny surface, and I pivoted slightly on one foot. My other lashed out, steel-shod heel cracking him square on the chin. The whip flashed too, catching one of the bodyguards across his wide, sweat-greased face. I wheeled back towards Rutger. The whip lashed across his face. He fell back, black ichor spraying in a wide, perfect arc. I swung the barrel of my gun towards the next bodyguard, my foot coming back, touching lightly. The bartender, down at the other end of the curly-cued monstrosity, cowered. He didn't have a gun, but I couldn't bet on it staying that way. On the other hand, here I had the high ground, and every eye was on me. Some of the breed had half risen from their seats. The waitstaff all stood tense and ready. Some of them had hands inside their white jackets.
Now, now, everyone, let's not be hasty. That's the penalty of lying a single time to a hunter in Santa Luz.
Want to go for more, Rutger? As Rutger surged up from the floor, I settled the gun on him. At my chest, I felt the talisman give a little throb. A thin curl of smoke rose from my t-shirt. I'd broken the hellbreed's nose. Thin rivulets of black ichor threaded down, glittering against the odder darkness of his skin.
You bitch!
Ooh, I haven't heard that one before.
I repeat, Rutger. Trevor Watling.
The trade was legitimate.
He admits it. Now we get to the fun part.
He stepped outside the rules. You're liable. But let's just say I don't want to have to train your replacement not to piddle on the floor.
You want something?
Wrong. You want something. You want to stay alive and continue your games in this tacky little nest. Now, I'm willing to think that your traitor didn't check in with you before committing his murderous little rampage. The only thing left for you to do is prove your good faith. Give me a reason to decide your successor would be a bigger problem than you are. Instinct alerted me. I dropped to one knee. Recoil jolted up my arm. Almost too much for even a measure of superhuman strength. The bartender, a sawed-off shotgun in his stealthy little clawed hands, dropped like a stone. Half his head had evaporated.
Why I didn't switch to the bigger custom gun sooner is beyond me.
Rutger had taken half a step forward. I trained the gun on him again.
See?
You're just jumping at the chance to help, aren't you?
Another thin curl of smoke drifted up from my torn t-shirt. Rutger's pupils flared with diseased red-purple light. A bruise on the air.
What guarantee will you give?
I don't give guarantees to Hellspawn. You tell me about Perry's new house guest, and I may decide to be charitable and overlook your traitor stepping outside the bounds.
As soon as I said it, I knew I'd guessed right. Rutger stiffened, and the ratty gleam in his eyes intensified. He telegraphed like a 4-year-old reaching for candy. As soon as he twitched, he knew he'd made a mistake too, and I lowered the gun. A blue spark popped from my apprentice ring, and the hellbreed actually flinched. The traitors moved back in one clockwork motion.
Ooh, hit a nerve there, did I?
When I hopped down from the bar, I expected him to jump me. Instead, he stepped mincingly aside.
He said you'd be here.
Rutger tried out a smile, light dancing oddly over his skin. The black bulged and rippled oddly, trying to contain whatever lived under the shell of human seeming.
And he said to tell you this. He cannot hold back the tide forever.
Rector's second bodyguard fell like a stalled ox between one step and the next, and I dropped into a roll, tightening my grip on the whip as I came up into a crouch.
Retevir,
curse missed.
flashing by like a freight train at midnight, and the whip spoke again. After the flechettes finished tearing a chunk out of his chest, I followed up by pitching myself straight at the Hellbreed, cracking him a good one with the gun butt. As Rutger went down, I planted a good solid blow into his gut with my boot. He curled like a worm on a hook. My gun swept the massed ranks of Hellbreed and they drew back, eyes shining, lips pulled up in snarls, and the scrim of beauty they wear faltering for a heart-stopping second.
That makes three times I've visited here and had to shoot an uppity breed or two. I wonder if maybe this place needs to be cleansed.
Rutger groaned from the floor. I kicked him again.
Shut up!
You'll pay for this, Kismet.
You are so not in a position to be threatening, Rutger. Ta-ta, boys and girls. I'll be back.